Thank you for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. The sermon is based on the lectionary readings for this Sunday. To stay connected to Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check out our website. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
Grace to you and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus to Peter. Nope, don't forgive 7 times. Forgive 70-11 times. Now, when we hear all these lections this day, it's clear we're supposed to definitely be laser focused on the need for forgiveness. But if we are you and me, and we are living this day now together, I think thanking God for forgiveness is more in order. We've got a ton of forgiveness to thank God for among us, through us, behind us, in front of us. Last night filled me up with the forgiveness of you. So I'm not at all about forgiveness today. I want to say thank you, God, for this day of forgiveness. But there is a little bit about forgiveness I got to get into. I'm remembering the first day I came to worship with you 7 years and 4 months ago. Carol and I sat right back there somewhere, and the service started, and the parade came in with a gazillion confirmands and baptizees and their families. And forgive me, I thought, drat, it's confirmation. Look at all those people affirming their faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That takes so long. And those billions of what look to be very loud, bad little babies for baptisms. Grr, loud, long. For I did not care yet about you. Just faces in the crowd. So forgive me that beginning. Then the processional hymn ends, and somewhere from out of the bowels of the front part, somewhere up here, I could not figure out for the life of me from where came a disembodied voice. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm thinking, this place is crazy. Where is the dang celebrant? Okay, now let's see if we can do this without a book. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever.
I love 11:15. All right, let's see if you can do the hard part. Remember, it's baptisms, confirmation. This will divide the men from the boys. There is one body and one spirit. Pretty good. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Let's do it one more time. One God and Father of all. Yes. One, one, one. You have helped me know that in here. Oneness. Okay. Now, everybody who knew how to do that, forgive the schmucks who didn't. And the guys who didn't, forgive the churchy people who did. That first Sunday, I could never get my eyes and ears adjusted to where things were going to come from. But I was sitting next to Emily Levitt, who I didn't know from Adam's house cat, but I noticed she had a really good haircut. And so the peace came, and Carol and I said peace, and a few people said peace to us. It was an okay peace passing, not great, but okay. And then I turned to Emily Levitt, and I didn't even say peace to her. Forgive me. I said, okay, I've just moved back to town. Who cuts your hair? And she looked at me quizzically and said, well, peace be with you. But then she told me Jennifer's name, for which we may all be eternally grateful, because this could be much worse. Then John Porter introduced me. He was our priest in charge. And I stood and waved. Probably I used my Queen Elizabeth wave. Elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist, wrist. You want to try it? Elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist, wrist. Yeah, I did that. And I actually, forgive me, I actually had thought that when y'all knew I was here, you would swoon. The swooning did not happen. It didn't. Really, nobody even much came over to speak to us after the service. I, who had been a reigning princess for almost 10 years at All Saints, and okay, a pretty much beloved rector for almost 10 years in East Tennessee, the first woman rector up there in them their parts. So forgive me, I thought I was kind of a star. And you didn't seem to know I was a star. And really what I learned is you're not that much into stars. Even the people here who are big shot stars aren't into stars. You had been through some things over the months before I came. And truly, I think you were just here kind of wanting to say your prayers. No stars or princesses needed. And so I had to figure out how to be not a princess priest, not a star priest, but a parson priest, which is the oldest name for priest in the English language, parson, which means person. So I started again here as a person priest, and I absolutely do not need to forgive you for that. I was born again here, grounded, strengthened, deepened, renewed. I learned anew here the wisdom of humility, and T.S. Eliot is not just whistling Dixie when he wrote, "The only wisdom we can hope to acquire is the wisdom of humility. Humility is endless." So the years have gone by, haven't they? Now you are not faces in a crowd. You are friends in Christ. Now, I am not a stranger. And really, I don't think anybody who walks through these doors is a stranger for long here. For we have claimed and we live into the ministry of radical hospitality. In Henri Nouwen's wondrous phrase, we claim and we live in simply free and friendly space where all our hosts and all our guests, and all our home. That is here. That is here. Once a long time ago, my parents invited Carol and me and our kids to stay in a house they had rented in a wildflower meadow outside of Taos, New Mexico. Down the road, another house was a building. And I went exploring. I do love real estate. And the front part of the house was wide open, so I just walked in. And they're zooming and whizzing around in the back of the house in the great room and crashing herself into these huge windows was a little teeny tiny hummingbird. I think not much more than a baby. And she flung herself and she crashed and she tried to get into the light and to the air and into the freedom through the glass. But she couldn't. And when she had exhausted herself and was crumpled in a heap on a sill, I crept close to her and cupped my palm over her, and then little by little scooped my other palm under her. And so I was holding her in the palms of my hands. And I could feel her heart beat faster than the speed of light. And I walked out the front of the unfinished house, just like she could have flown out if she'd just known the way. And I opened my palms, and she got hold of herself. She got hold of herself. And she steadied for a moment and then rose up and flew away. I felt like I was part of a miracle. And that is how it is with us. We claim a space here. In this house, in the palms of God's hands, where by the grace of God, people can get hold of themselves. To be specific, not some mythic people over there, we get hold of ourselves. And we get quiet and steady and buoyant. With some givenness. And then we show each other the way, for the way is always there, always open, and we watch each other rise up. And so truly we help each other fly. The strangest thing has happened this summer. On the 28th floor, out on the terrace outside of our bedroom, has come to visit a tiny hummingbird. Actually, three hummingbirds come to feed and they fight each other, but one of them actually kind of lives with us, perching most mornings and most afternoons on the same little viney, shady place. She is the teeniest, tiniest one of them all. And she's a sitter. She's a dreamer. I've never seen a hummingbird sit around so much. She reminds me of me. A companion in the spirit. I think maybe she is sign that it's time for me to remember that I am always and everywhere in the palms of God's hands. And to spend some time getting hold of my own self. And to venture on the way out from the house. And rise up and fly around a little. I hate endings. I hate goodbyes. So let's call this a beginning. Let's call this hello. And when we think of each other, here's a new wave, not a Queen Elizabeth wave, not at all. Let's call this in the palms of the hands of God wave. And this will be a sign among us all the days of our lives, that always, everywhere, we are together. For God holds us all in the palms of her hands. So not goodbye. Hello? Hello?